Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, diabetes. Today's topic, gestational diabetes. The maternal-fetal conflict is when the interests of a pregnant female and her fetus differ. The mother can have multiple offspring in her life. She wants her current pregnancy to succeed, of course, but not at the cost of future reproductive health. The fetus is far more selfish. It is beneficial for the fetus to monopolize the mother's resources in ensuring its own success. One way this concept plays out is in gestational diabetes, which is like type 2 diabetes but triggered by and confined to pregnancy. As a quick review, both type 2 and gestational diabetes arise through insulin resistance. Insulin is a hormone that allows glucose to enter cells, where it is the preferred or sole fuel source. When a healthy person eats, blood glucose and insulin rise and fall synchronously as glucose enters cells. In someone with type 2 diabetes, cells stop responding to insulin. As a result, blood glucose and insulin remain high in the blood. We believe long periods of excess glucose and insulin leads to insulin resistance. But why does resistance arise suddenly in pregnant females? The fetus manipulates the mother's blood glucose to optimize its growth and development, which is tolerated by the mother to an extent. Both hormones produced by the fetus and the mother disrupt the glucose-insulin balance, which allows heightened circulating glucose for the fetus to use. The mother compensates for the disruption by producing more insulin. For most pregnant females, managing the insulin balance is not a big issue. But in about 2 to 10% of pregnant females, the pancreas just cannot produce enough insulin to balance. As a result, blood glucose gets too high, which results in complications for both the mother and fetus. Blood pressure can rise, resulting in preeclampsia, preterm labor can occur, and the fetus can grow too large, which threatens childbirth. Additionally, high blood glucose influences the fetus's future glucose metabolism, resulting in heightened diabetes and obesity risk later in life. Any female that experienced gestational diabetes has an elevated lifetime risk for developing type 2 diabetes. It is not clear why, but current theories suggest risk factors for type 2 diabetes like age, obesity, and genetics are the same risk factors for gestational diabetes. In conclusion, the fetus manipulates glucose availability in the mother. Sometimes interference goes awry, endangering both the mother and the fetus. This has been your 3-Minute Lesson. See you on Wednesday.